a green flag. I'm sorry.
Yeah, supporting local creators.
I would say you watch Sid perform.
Yeah, he's a local creator also.
Yeah,
but doesn't mean that you cannot also subscribe to my answer.
Yeah. Just because they're taking out the clothes now, you're judging them?
Yeah, that's their
no,
oh words, yeah.
That's a red flag.
No,
that's a red flag! Don't wanna talk, next day, don't wanna talk. Third day, you're okay. So in my head, right? Oh, problem solved. Maybe she understood that I'm not wrong. Finished. 8 days later, 9 days later, that night, Then in my head, I so much. Which night? No. Then all you stick and out, which night? Oh, wow, puruti puta, what the f.
Welcome back to the Lincoln Current Show, the world's sound podcast filmed in an actual bar. And today we are at Kempai 789. Jarvis says is very entertained by how I start this episode. We have a special job for Jarvis. So Jarvis has three different drinks in front of him.
Four.
Right now. Four different drinks. One of them he has indulged.
No, this is mine. One.
Yes, I think that's Prosecco.
This is champagne.
Champagne, a tequila shot, and a shot of
Jaeger. This is Jaeger, and this is a shot of tequila.
Okay. So at any point in time, Jarvis has a superpower because he can nominate anybody to take whatever drink they want at any point in time. So Jarvis, use this wisely. But in the meantime, we are enjoying some lovely Tao Asahi over there. And by the way, right, if you are coming to Kempai, I just want to say that you have to come here to early.
Yeah.
Because you want to enjoy their happy hour promotion. You know what that is? Is they are kind of almost like a beer o'clock. So that means if you come at 4 o'clock, one pint or house pour is $4 only. And it goes accordingly. 5 o'clock, $5, 6 o'clock,
and $6. The vibes and the aircon at Kampai is very nice. The food,
vibes,
the fish.
And
the egg yolk, the salted egg yolk, the pork.
Salted egg yolk pork.
Wow. That was good, amazing. Man. And yeah. I'm going to nominate my first one. Jägermeister. To me.
Amazing.
He has been waiting for that.
Amazing. Right.
Thank you for putting all this in front of me and letting me choose.
Let's do. Now, we're going to kind of do the MI, the SO again because that is really, really fun. So, the question that we want to ask today is very simple, which is MI, the SO. For some context, this is the subreddit.
Yes. So, yes. We all agree.
I think it's
unanimous.
I am the SO, but I'm. Okay, so for some context, this is a subreddit where people submit. Like stories and ask like, hey, am I the asshole for this?
Yeah,
for,
you are.
I haven't said anything. I haven't done anything.
No, but whatever it is, you are the fucking asshole.
Okay, if I submit to this fucking subreddit, I know that I'm not an asshole. That's why I'm not on fucking subreddit. But today we have something quite interesting lah. It's very funny because it talks about how lads, this is not for you ladies, but lads, have you all ever ordered some food, right? And then when you're ordering, you ask your partner, say, hey, Bia, you want anything or not?
Anything
then
lah.
Your
say, buy anything.
Anything.
Or they say, no, I don't want, I'm not hungry. So you just buy for yourself, right? You buy for yourself, but then when you about to work, really f***ing long day, you damn hungry, you tap out the thing, you can smell it when you're driving, at the back of the car. Just, wow, I'm going to work. You go home, you expect your wife or partner to be, settle her own meal already. As you start eating, right, she starts taking food from you. Does that piss you off?
Oh, not me.
No, because I would do the same shit. So there's common understanding, right? Whatever either of us order, right? Just order extra.
I grew up with that because my mother is those kind. My mother is those kind. You buy whatever, after I buy everything, Jay.
I'm someone that literally would, I don't give a f*** what she say, I'll buy two times the amount. Worst comes leftover can keep for tomorrow breakfast or something. I would either order two amounts for him. What about you, Reina? You say that you are fucking tulang.
Well, I think I'm very different from you guys. If I order McDonald's, I got my 4-piece McWings. You take one there, then it becomes 3-piece McWings.
Wait. We're talking about McDonald's now.
No, that's me. I eat McDonald's.
No, if like Hokkien Mee.
Yeah, then I get half a Hokkien Mee?
No, you don't know how Hokkien Mee, your mom or your partner just take one scoop,
it's okay, but usually, you order cutlery, I want to eat. I want to non-stop eat, that's the flow.
Yeah.
You take, hey, baby, can I have your fork and spoon? Oh, okay. You take, you eat 5 minutes, then I come back to me, I'm like, wow, I'm full with this, yeah, I cannot finish, or, wow. Why left so little? What's the point? Yeah, I order for myself. I want to eat for myself. If you want, I help you order.
Selfish.
No problem.
Selfish.
No. You say you want to eat, lah.
He's selfish of his partner for not telling him that she wants a fucking.
Hey, but don't know why.
What you mean? You know
like,
your partner
like
hungry.
Not hungry, man.
Ladies, is that a red flag if guys are a little bit more what you say selfish, lah, with their food?
No, lah. Actually,
it's not a red flag.
I think when you are with food, especially. It's okay to be selfish. Like, I'm selfish with
just not in the
certain
bedroom,
foods.
Whoa.
Like, if I have a favorite food and you're like, I'm already saying I'm ordering this for myself, and if you want it, I'm like, no.
Huh?
No.
Really? So how can you say that we the boys are being selfish if you also feel that way?
Yeah, I know I'm being selfish, but I will still want my partner.
They expect us to be also like selfless.
Okay, I think there's some situations that I get it.
On myself also that I have to be selfless, but it's just not a preference.
It's a beige flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I prefer.
It's a what?
Beige flag? It's something you notice, but you're like, it's not that serious.
It's a flag now? What, we're talking about flags now?
Green, beige.
I don't know there are beige flags.
I think beige flag is like not red, not green, but it's like...
It's like a, okay.
You say beige
and then
flag.
You move on.
Oh, yeah. I heard beach flag.
No. It's a beach flag.
Why is this a flag?
Don't swim.
That's only a red flag. I don't know
I
any mean, other
I don't know.
Flag.
I just saw this on TikTok.
Actually, what's
it's
a beige
a thing
flag?
Now.
What's a beige flag?
It's something that you take notice of, but it's not anything to be alarmed about. It's just, okay, it's there.
Why? How do you know that it's a beige flag and it's not a red flag that you're like...
Like when your partner finishes...
You're just looking past.
When your partner finishes your... The drink that you ordered to share without offering it to you or leaving some for you.
Oh, okay. I know this is a very big thing for some people.
Oh my god.
It's like a love
what
language.
What the f- must I marry a fucking Lego?
You must offer the last bit of your drink. Right?
Like,
the last bit of food or drink, yeah, you must offer. Because like, that's the most meaningful part of the drink.
Wow. The last part.
It's like first and last.
Why my partner don't have her own drink?
No, it's not even that. It's not even that.
It's not even a paisa.
It's not even a paisa.
They got bitch. Fucking world. Oh my god.
I can confirm right that this is a legitimate thing. It's like that last bit, right? So let's say like you order a drink, let's say or McDonald's, right? The last bit of Coke.
That's the shit, that's the worst part of the Coke, right?
No.
The last part with the ice.
The last part of everything is the best part.
Yeah.
Okay, you sure? Other thing is super perspective.
He's talking about like we'll be sitting there for 2 hours for some reason. So now like it's half water. So now I understand that, but I'm saying like it's like the last bit, like you're gonna finish your drink, and it's like you offer to your partner to like, see whether they're still thirsty, you know. It's like a
yeah.
But they have like, their own drink.
No, I get it. The first one is important to me. Like you must offer first.
It's like some
yeah, it's a courtesy
first,
thing.
Some people is last.
Yeah, like you think of the person.
Why you cannot order your own drink?
Yeah, so we order McDonald's, we got
why cannot
price.
Share?
No, I can share, but why not you fucking order
share
your own
la.
Drink?
But you don't
drink,
right?
I want my fucking drink, I want my
Because
don't talk about McDonald's. Because usually you order meal more worth it. But like other restaurants maybe.
No, like beer. If
okay.
I'm buying a fucking beer.
I wouldn't expect
to share. Yeah.
I'm not sharing my fucking beer. And if you want to judge me, break up with me because I'm not sharing my fucking beer. Wow, I will burn your whole fucking house. I will set your fucking house on fire. I will drink beer while looking at it.
Okay, before we get too much in the specifics of
wait,
the beer.
Wait, Clement. Clement, wait. I still need to understand what is this beige flag.
Okay.
Beige flag. It's a flag that's like not a green flag or not a red flag. A red flag is like stay away, right? Then green flag is like, oh, this is actually a very good thing to do. So beige flag is like, I don't fully understand it, but I'm okay with it.
Mm.
How do you know whether it's a beige flag or something that like you're overlooking? Because like, you know, do you ever like have girlfriends that come back and it's like, oh my god, I didn't know this was a red flag, yeah. Only after the relationship that you realize it was a red flag. Like a red flag is like, oh, he is subscribed to a lot of female creators' OnlyFans. Like that is...
Oh, that's a green flag, man.
That's what a green
Yeah.
What's a green flag? I'm sorry.
Yeah, supporting local creators.
Yeah.
Supporting
local
at least
creators.
You pay. I never go Only online
fans.
And then search for the free one. Yeah.
OnlyFans.
People gotta hustle. You all gotta hustle.
No? They pay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just another form of paying for like a blue tick on Instagram.
Yeah, everybody paid for that. What's
oh
wrong
my
with...
Oh god, I have no words.
No, I didn't pay for my blue tick.
I was paying to watch Sid perform. That's a green flag.
No, supporting your friend.
Yeah, he's a local creator also.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean that you cannot also subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Yeah. What's wrong?
Yeah, what's the difference?
$10 to watch him sing, can I pay $2 to watch a video?
Just because they're taking out the clothes now, you're judging them?
Yeah, that's their work.
That's a red flag.
No, oh, that's a red flag. Hey guys. Yeah.
Red flag, guys. Good thing I'm married.
No, no, I just f***ing pissed off this f***ing bitch.
Okay, okay, okay. It's fine, but Jarvis is pissed off, so you have to nominate another one of your drinks lah.
Okay. Ah, that f*** you. You and
your yeah.
You have more beer.
As in, I know you are on the same page as me, thank but... you.
Also, I hate tequila.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And he knows this.
I know.
Can I drink for you? But you eat my lemon.
No, 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 Daniel's doing the shot. There we go. Okay, so now that Daniel's done the shot, I'm going to share with you this question, which is, am I the asshole for asking my husband
yes.
to stay... Not me, not me! Reddit, bro. Am I the asshole for asking my husband to stay away an extra day when he travels? Means, stay away for another day instead of the day that you're supposed to come back, right? Just give me one more day. So let me tell you the context. So your husband travel for both work and pleasure every 2 and 3 months. That's a lot, by the way. For 3 to 7 days at a time. If he doesn't do it, he's restless. You know, this is something that he really like really needs to do for himself, right? The only thing is that when he comes back, he's not very helpful. And all he does is that he lounges about, sleep and be gruff. They have a 6-year-old daughter. So imagine you all have a 6-year-old daughter. So you obviously need some help to take care, right? So this wife asked the husband, say, okay, can you stay away for another day? You could even stay, you could even come back, right, and stay in a hotel that I will pay for. It's just that I need an extra day just to be by myself before you come back.
No, asshole.
Is that an asshole?
Asshole. Asshole.
You're already asshole. Away for 1 week. You're away like working and everything.
Asshole.
Like, then you say, Can you? I don't enjoy your presence. Stay away longer.
Yeah, don't come back. Asshole. Give me one more day. Huh?
Wait, not asshole.
Oh, he's trying to find people to fight.
Not asshole.
Damn asshole.
You've been away. You've been away for so long. I don't care if you miss me.
It's 2 to 3 days.
Wait, she said not asshole.
3 to 7 days.
Okay, why do the girls say
asking
it's not
to be
asshole.
Expand to 4 to 8 days every time?
Why? Because you come home and you like leave all your shit around, you're messy, yeah, you don't help about 6-year-old daughter.
So that's another issue.
Okay, what if the husband is OCD?
That's another issue.
OCD, he but won't leave his shit around.
No, but he's messy.
Yeah, lah, now you put him in the context right after.
No, as in the Reddit.
He lounges around and...
Yeah, he's lazy.
He's very lazy.
No, but Jarvis, it's your home. Like, if you were the husband, it's your house.
You're asking me to not come home. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, my house, you don't ask me come home. Huh?
I will try to convince you to like... You know, you haven't been in that place for a very long time. You should go and enjoy
see,
yourself.
See, but that's encouraging him to spend time
you're
to
doing
and
reverse
enjoy
psychology. Yeah. Wow.
But right, if it's like, this is the rationale behind it. It's not an enduring thing where I want you to go and enjoy this. I don't want you here.
Yeah, don't come back.
This
yeah,
is a don't come
but
back.
But you don't need to know the reason.
No, but she's giving the
manipulation.
Reasons. This is all based on the information. So she's giving the reasons. Saying that I don't want this lazy girl around.
No,
that
but
is her reason.
Fair, to be fair, married couples a lot of times, they don't have their personal space, right? They come home and they're like, okay, I'm with you all the time.
Either that or with the kids.
Okay, so
she's speaking from experience.
So like this is...
See, so if I reverse it, if I'm the husband, I say, can I stay overseas one more day? And you ask me to come back?
You are
then
the
you ask me the reason, I say, ooh. I don't need to give you the reason.
Oh, actually,
I just want a bit more space.
Does that work?
He says, I just want a bit more space.
I need my personal space.
I'm very happy.
I just don't want to be around you.
I'm very happy to give
you. No, you are happy to do that, but she not happy.
No, as in right. Wait. Let me justify my point.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so the thing is, if he needs space to go and do his own thing, right? As long as he's not f***ing other girls, okay lah.
But I don't need to give you the
reason.
How
would you know? So, you asking to stay away?
I'm not saying
how would he know that you are not f***ing other guys?
In my house.
No, you see, total honesty, right? It's just because I need my own space.
Yala,
and I need, like...
Yeah, he also needs his own space.
Yala, don't
fuck other girls.
Yala, no, how would you know? No.
Like he's already...
Like no, so complete honesty that
you're,
I okay, just
compared, compared to like normal relationships where people aren't travelling all the time. This guy is travelling on areas like 1 week out of the month.
More or less, yeah.
So you already have a week off every month. You're asking for even more than that.
So like, the girl or the guy?
The girl is asking for more than that because the guy travels like every month for work. So you already have 7 days alone. At this point, just f***ing get a divorce.
No,
then you have 100,000, like, your 25% lah, take 100% off.
Rain fight.
But right,
if the guy is gonna come home and not like be able to like be so called like mess up the house for that one day.
Wow, every man will come home and mess up
the house.
You're delaying it by one day. Got difference, man.
We come back, we still gonna mess up the house.
Yeah, because I spend the whole week making the house clean, doing this, doing
that.
You
take one week to clean the house.
We take one day to mess it up.
We might have busy also, okay? We don't just clean the house.
$30, 3 hours.
I'm taking care of
our daughter,
bro. Oh, yeah. If I follow your logic, right? So that means once he returns, the house is going to get dirty again. Right?
Yeah.
So just don't come back.
Okay.
So we come back. So the first thing we do is
never come home. Okay. So my house is clean.
It's just he lunges around.
No, we see a cupboard that's very nice.
Care about.
No, but right.
We take slippers.
We open our suitcase.
We see a cupboard that's nicely. I am husband. I see slippers who are so nice. Because that's what we do.
I have to admit something to you guys, which is I left out one very important detail. Usually the husband, right, when he's at home, right, he's actually very, very helpful and thoughtful and considerate. However, after a long trip, right, because it's for work, right, he's very tired. He need to come back and recharge for an extra day. And the reason why I included the fact that they have a 6-year-old daughter is because this particular daughter has some special needs. And it does take a lot of work to constantly take care. So because the wife don't want him to come in and do all and make a mess, at the same time have to worry about taking care of their daughter with special needs, that is why she wants the husband to say, okay, you want rest, you want to recharge, you go out of the house to do it.
Yeah, that's exactly my point. No, that's exactly my point.
Sorry, I will never be in this situation.
Yeah, you won't have kids.
No, but you cannot. You must put yourself in the shoes of someone else.
No, I will never have kids. If she got suddenly goring, I bring her to hospital.
Goring?
Yeah, something. Yeah, going. So I will not be in this situation. You all carry on.
Goring.
No, but what Clement said, right? That's exactly my point. I'd rather you go outside, rest. Don't make the house dirty. Y'all come, when you come back and you are
but
ready
that place
to...
is my home.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Like, okay, fuck. I mean, let me rest, right? Tomorrow, fucking clean up. Like, or if like, the daughter needs help lah, but... Like that's the bare minimum of what you have to do. If you're around, right, you have to help. But like a messy house for one day, right, nobody gonna die lah. Like I spend so much time like working and everything, right. If I just want one day, I'm not asking for that much, I'm asking for one day. But like so total annually, 12 days of just let me be.
12 days annually.
Let me exist for a while after I spend 28 hours on flights. You know, honestly, like, flying sucks, dude. Like, travel, like,
how
it's
you know
not,
28 hours of flight?
Maybe he flying, maybe he flying like Singapore to US.
Singapore US,
40 hours of flights, dude. I die. And then you have to deal with the time difference and everything. Like, it's not an uncommon thing to like want to like rest the next
the
day.
The jet lag, the jet lag.
Yeah, so like you want to come back and rest.
But wouldn't you want to rest in a place where you have peace rather than
more at peace than in the comfort of my own home?
Yeah, the woman has had peace for the whole week. The guy is
then
going
I
to
feel
have
like
peace.
The woman,
how you
the
know
woman,
the woman
has
not
at peace?
Peace.
The woman,
yeah,
the woman doesn't want the husband home.
The woman is not at peace.
Another red flag lah.
Like, it's not husband with kids really. It's a red flag.
Like, husband red flag.
No, as in like, I think she has the right to want to have a peaceful time. But like, she obviously doesn't vibe with the husband and how she and how he engages in their lives. And like, she thinks that he is a burden to their lives, right? So,
for that one day,
something to be done. But she's not an asshole. In every sense of the word, she's trying to take care of her mental health.
Why did this bitch marry this fella?
Exactly! Like,
no, because most of the time he's like that.
I marry you.
Huh? Sorry?
No, he's not messy all the time.
Yeah.
So only messy after he comes back.
It's just when he comes back.
Yeah. He's not like,
he's always quite on. It's just this one day when he comes back.
So one out of 30 days, he's messy.
Yeah. 12 days out of a year, you're someone who is just being lazy. The other days, fucking working his ass off,
paying
like, pay
for
the
bills and all.
Hey, like, honestly, like, also like having a special needs kid is not the cheapest thing, you know. Like fair yeah, enough, like, he has to go and like really like work for the money and everything. Like why not like cut him some slack, give him like that one day. Versus a partner who is just not involved, this person like still like stays and like is like raising a child with you, instead of like just like leaving or something.
So she's the asshole.
And he wants to come back. Yeah, to
no, I don't think she's an
but
asshole.
But somebody has to be the asshole.
But this is like communicate it, yeah. And also like the solution is not don't come home. Ooh. The solution is like, okay, I get that you're tired and everything, but can you at least like contain the mess? Like, I understand like you're tired and everything.
But
like,
you don't want to recharge in a fucking hotel room. You were probably in a hotel
room. Yeah, no, I want to go back with your fucking family.
It just feels like I'm still on a fucking work trip, but I have nothing to do, so I'm even more bored.
Yeah.
Like, all that. That's how a fucking affair would start.
To enjoy myself.
To enjoy yourself is different.
Yeah.
But this is don't come home because I don't want you around because you're a lazy fuck for that one day you come back afterwards.
If my husband say that, then I'll just like go out and fuck it.
See, go. Huh? Who is the it? Who is the it? Who is this Mr. It?
Wait, huh? You hear it?
Wait, what?
You're bringing out a demon in this woman.
Huh?
Clement, when I'm telling you, I'm bringing a friend, I'm bringing a friend.
Okay. Think about, okay. In a relationship, right, when you're in a dating phase, you maybe see each other on average 2 to 3 times a week on dates or like to hang out. But I think when you are in a more committed relationship, aka getting married, you spend pretty much all the time together. You guys go home to each other. Do you think that there is a sense of like, hey, how do you navigate that? Like, hey, I need some space, I need to do this, but at the same time not hurt your partner's feeling of like...
Ask her.
Okay.
Because she's got first-hand experience.
Okay, Angeline, what is your first-hand experience?
Well, we have a weekly Sunday talk.
Okay.
Wait, actually let them know, as in she's married.
Okay.
She's living in a beautiful house with her husband. And only the two of them in the house.
Just asking.
No. Okay. No kids. So you say that first, then you talk. I said it, carry on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we have a weekly Sunday talk. And we kind of check in with each other, set our boundaries.
Weekly talks?
Like church, okay. Yeah?
Like a check-in.
No, like, oh. Yeah. So
every week? Die also every week?
Yeah, so we kind of like, oh yeah, what did we do okay this week? What did we not really appreciate about each other this week?
Wow.
Can I just ask right before you continue, and I do want to hear this. Whose idea was it?
Yours?
I think it was a mutual thing.
No, it's also
how
this one.
Wait.
What's on your mind? This is not the scenario. It was on okay, what's on your mind? Was it 3-2? What's on your mind? Every single time
I was
in this relationship.
I think it was.
Wait, how did it come about?
I think we had a very big like disagreement. So we're like, okay, we have a lot of disagreements that we cannot find opportunities to talk about because we feel like it's a bit sensitive to each other.
So whose idea is it?
Yeah, so who started
I think it?
It
was his.
Yeah. Wow. You think?
Hey, why men cannot have like?
No lah, can lah. That's confirming. Huh?
No, I never say cannot. Yeah, I just think that. I just curious lah. Who came up with the idea? Yeah.
So it's a good idea, right? Yeah, because men.
Because most
on,
guys I know won't just be like, hey babe, I feel like we don't talk enough.
Yeah, every Wednesday let's meet up and just talk about it.
Let's talk about our feelings instead of shagging.
No such thing.
Yeah, exactly. Every man should practice that. Let's talk about feelings instead of shagging.
No, when you shag, you can still talk about feelings.
Let's not choose. It's not exclusive.
Let's not get to that. Can shag first, then. Why not?
Can shag and talk at the same time, what?
I don't know.
Baby,
about
what
that.
Did I do wrong this week? I don't know. Okay, well, then the true feelings come out. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Shaggy dooby doo.
So you have that weekly check in with your partner, is it? And then, have you ever felt like, how do you encourage that sense of like being completely honest? If you feel like, hey, this week I'm fucking angry at you. Have you ever said that before?
No, I think it's more of like sandwich. It's a sandwich effect, right? Always.
Oh, the sandwich method.
Yeah. Like you tell them what they did well, and then you say, okay, maybe this one you could have done better. And then
even when you're fucking angry, you are able to communicate.
No, I think the thing about putting it on Sunday is it's a day of rest, right? It's a day of like, okay, we're not. Maybe what I was angry at you on Wednesday, I'm not so angry on Sunday.
So you keep like a journal?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a month, like weekly log.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
Monday,
yeah.
So Monday in, he fucked up.
And you check in with
Tuesday
each other.
He good boy.
Yeah. Wait, so when y'all are angry with each other in the moment, y'all don't talk about it until Sunday?
So you keep it
no,
in?
No, we do talk about it. But we talk about it to a certain extent that we don't push each other too much that we blow up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then like the rest like, is like processing until Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. Sunday we talk about it. And then like, oh yeah, so you know what happened on Wednesday? I was very upset, blah blah blah. And like, but I wish you would have done this.
Can I just say, I think most guys agree with me, if we have a problem right with our partner, we want to settle it right there and then. We
that's
don't want to
me.
Hold it till Sunday.
That's me in the relationship.
I feel like I'm going to explode till Sunday if I hold it in.
That's me in the relationship.
Yeah, so, by Sunday, honestly, I forget already.
Yeah, but once we talk about it, that's
me. If you got problem, settle now.
Yeah, we settle, then that's it. Tomorrow is another day. No,
it's
we don't
not just guys.
I will also like to settle it on the day.
I think most people, like with that emotion, especially aggressive emotions, right? They will want to settle it and express themselves and feel hurt immediately. But
like if I fucked up, right, I want to apologize immediately.
Yes.
And I want to know what I did wrong. And if I did wrong, right, my bad. I want us to move past this. Like, so I don't want this to fester for a week.
But not everybody can lower their ego to the extent that they will apologize.
What ego?
Yeah. No. Just there's no ego. We want to.
I think this one, the case where like this.
That's not fucking true. Well, like,
what have you been
through? There are just some people that like they die also don't want to talk about it. Die also like won't apologize. Right?
Why are you still talking about it? It happened so long ago. Like that kind of thing, is it? Yeah.
Not just it happened so long ago. Like why do we even have to talk about this? Okay. I already know.
I'm sorry that you have to go through
that.
Yeah,
man. Wow.
No, but we are on the other side. That
we are on the good side. We're on the good side.
Fuck me up, please. Scold
like
me
even,
right
like
now.
Even if I'm like out, right? I will like step aside or I'll come back to like talk about this. Yeah. Like, I'd rather like stop everything, like stop everything to like solve this now because like whatever it is, right, the partner is more important.
Yeah.
It's more important than the current.
Like, fuck me now.
Like
they scold me, like fuck me over now. What the fuck they are doing wrong, fuck me over now, they are fucking up.
Is it also that sense of like you don't know what's wrong, so you are also a bit anxious?
Sometimes.
A bit also.
Sometimes not. But it's just that 1 week later, I forgot that this shit is done. Suddenly you... this one.
Exactly that.
You fucked up.
Exactly why and then a now, weekly check-in is great.
But if the thing happened on Monday, you forget about it. Then on Sunday, you bring it back up.
No, because...
Yeah, so that's the problem. So is it okay for the lady or the other partner to bring it up after like 6 days of not talking about it?
No, I feel it's not okay. I think on the day itself, you settle, done, shake hand. Okay, very good. Sorry.
Yeah, but
shake,
some
shake
people...
You are in a very formal relationship. Shake hand, sign paper, let's go.
I love you. Shake hand,
peace. Thank you very much.
Cheers, boy. I love you very much.
I think it's very different methods of conflict resolution. So like some people just want it or prefer it to be settled on the spot, but some people require time to process. But like we can't blame somebody who requires time to process just because they require time to process. And
I am the fucking living example. So my partner now is those that if I got problem, I'm the one. Let's talk now. Let's settle now. Fucking 14 days later, she'll bring this fucking shit up. And I have to like, wait what the fuck did I do?
Put up my on this day,
14 days later.
Okay, school come.
14 days later.
Yeah, I kena fuck for that. Wait, you say? Oh, John did this. Wait, I need to see where John did what.
So in that 14 days, you don't know anything is wrong. You're still going about your day.
Bro, 2 days I'm done. One day I'm done. As in that's, I fuck up this time. You're not happy with me. I know you're not happy. I'll say sorry, baby. That's it. Sorry, baby.
You
want to talk? You know? Don't want to talk. Next day, don't want to talk. Third day, we are okay. Because she already come in front. Like, okay. So I in my head, right? Oh, problem solved. Maybe she understood that I'm not wrong. Finish. She by 8 days later, 9 days later, that night.
Right, the two ladies here. What do y'all mean when y'all say, I don't want to talk about it? Like, what is going through your head, right, that warrants, like, I don't want to talk about it? What does that mean?
When the emotions get the best of you, right, then you don't want to. For me, at least, it's like I'm trying to rationalize it. Because I'm definitely not 100% right. Unless the guy cheat lah. I'm definitely not 100% right. So let me try to understand in my head, before I see everything and then, you know, assume some stuff.
Okay, right? But can I tell you something about how detrimental to the mental health of a man can be when your women say, I don't want to talk about it now, when a man is just right there, I fucked up. I want to own up. Let's talk about it. Okay, so that we can come into consensus. If I fuck up, just fuck me, but you don't want to talk about it. I have to put all this shit in my fucking heart.
You fucking yourself, right? After that.
And then I fuck myself all the way until you say that you are fucking
that's
ready.
Right.
And then you need to go Jupiter.
And then now I have to fucking like dig everything when I'm done. I have to do everything just so that you, I'm ready to talk about it.
So what if the follow up is with, okay, but I love you, but can we talk about this later?
No, talk now. The thing just happened,
insist,
right?
No,
later is, can be like 20 years later.
Okay, but also like, do you have all the facts? Like, because a lot of these issues are misunderstandings, right? Mm-hmm. So like, if you're not even willing to hear me out, and then you let something that is not the reality, like, seep in your head, and that is what you are thinking about during these few days or whatever, or even a few hours, right? Then
it's more harmful,
when things
right?
go, yeah, that's when things are more harmful to like yourself as well and the whole situation.
No, I know, because it's precisely because I have like my own personal insecurities, right? So when I'm taking this time, I'm trying to weed those insecurities out to get a more objective standpoint.
But
it's not so much.
But we are the one who screwed up, right? You should talk to us. Then we
are fucking killing ourselves every fucking
inside
minute.
Inside, it's like, what if he didn't screw up? What if just my perception?
Then it's okay, I'll
then,
tell you
then,
that.
Then you are torturing him even more.
So in my head is, I screwed up.
Yeah,
I
but it's you screw up.
I am this, I am that,
I'm
that. You thinking, what if he never screw up?
Yeah, what if I screw up?
I really
you fucking play low.
Yeah, suddenly tell me,
yes,
babe. Yeah, suddenly, babe.
The guys
are like, fuck, I'm so fucking stupid.
Then that's not a man.
Is it me is the problem?
No. Not always.
Not always, but sometimes.
No, but I always feel like I screw up because he said, can I talk about this later? Oh my god, I fucked up.
Javi's whole day mood gone right after that.
She's not even gonna talk to me now, right? Wow, it's fucking over. Like.
What if it's a change of like rephrase? Like, it's not I don't wanna talk about it now, but I can't talk about it right now. I'm not in a good state.
It's the same thing, you are leaving things hanging, right?
Yeah, then my fault. Shit,
no,
what did I do wrong?
No, okay.
Like, I'm putting it on.
Like, because then the good state, right? In our minds, like, fuck, we caused this.
But what if we didn't?
There's no platform to talk about it because you, I don't want to talk about it right now. I want to talk about it later.
But like, what if the everything else continues like normal? Say like I'm not ignoring you or anything like that.
No, I will always like, I meet you. Hey, let's talk about it. I'm not gonna fucking pretend like nothing's happening.
No lah, not pretend lah. Like, you know the issue is there, but it's just that we can still function like a normal
couple. Next time I see you, I'm gonna ask about it because I'm killing myself.
Guys, do that.
I'm killing, I'm fucking ripping my heart apart.
Yeah, we can't do anything. My fault,
I cannot fucking function.
Wow.
Because you think that I cannot, like, well, I cannot talk about it right now. What did I do wrong?
Yeah, we just want to talk about it and know the truth immediately. If our fault, sorry.
Like,
if
you
fault,
say yes.
Okay.
Let's go eat nasi lemak. I say, wow, she wanna eat nasi lemak with me, yeah.
Alamak, okay,
nasi
lemak.
Nasi lemak, ask, what did I do wrong? Please tell me, please tell me.
This is very refreshing because, I mean, my current partner is also like that, right? But the partner I dated before, I think was the complete opposite. So like, never want to talk about anything. So I think because of that,
I give you guys an inside scoop. We talk about it if we care about you.
Yeah.
If we just avoid it, right? We honestly are not as invested.
No, but I think that's unfair to guys who are a bit more sensitive.
Like, no, if you're sensitive, but like, you want to address
it. If you're sensitive, you want to get it out.
No, like some guys who are a bit more
your
sensitive.
Your ex-boyfriend is an
asshole. They know how they feel. And like, they know that they will blow up unnecessarily if like they just talk about it immediately. That's why they're like, okay, I'm gonna take a bit of space.
That's the thing. Like, you're asking that this like time to process.
Yeah.
But avoiding it completely, right, is just not caring.
It's just like, in our terms, pussy.
You ask a question and then there's silence.
So precisely what like you mentioned, right? If it's just a process, but it's still
Yes. We will think about it all the fucking... Listen. No, don't have to.
So
like,
okay, let's sit down. We understand, like, if you need time to think about it, right, but at least talk to us, have that conversation, right, get all the information first. So then you can make, like, an informed decision, and at least we know, like, okay, I know this, why, you know, I know this, how you feel, I apologize, but at the same time, right, you have to know this. So at least, like, once you have that initial conversation, if you need time to process, like, if you say, okay, thank you for telling me this, I need some time to process it, right, we understand. That one, we're not killing ourselves. We are still upset that we caused any hurt or whatever, right? But we are at least know, like, okay, like, I told her everything. Like, now it's really, like, up to her to, like, process it.
Rin, that's why your previous partner didn't work out with you. Now, your one that wants to communicate, that's why y'all will last longer or maybe,
yeah,
you know.
Don't shut us down by saying, I don't want to talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. And then, Chiba, we down there, like, what the fuck, man?
But you need a form of respect. When somebody says, I don't want to talk about it right now, you give them the time and space, even though it hurts you.
Until when?
I think it's okay to give space, but can you at least tell us when?
When?
Don't say, give me space.
Because
then 2-3 days
we'll be killing ourselves until then.
I think Daniel's compromise is a good one.
This is your at work. Say, can we talk about this after work?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. At least, like, okay, you're occupied now, you have some time to think about it, but we will have a conversation about this, like, later.
Yeah,
okay.
Later.
We are still suffering, but
at least we know
we are going to have a conversation about this, and, like, there can be a resolution.
Some resolution. Mm.
Okay, I think Daniel's compromise is a good one. Like,
because we met, you know, we got emotions also, you know.
Yeah, we have feelings.
We also have feelings. Yeah. We also love everything, you know.
Of course. And to celebrate that, right, you have one more drink over there you need to assign somebody. Right, who is it going to be? And... okay lah, there's no one else here, but it's just us.
Clement, you choose lah, I cannot.
What do you give for the host? Give Clement.
What am I celebrating?
Men have feelings also.
Men have feelings also.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Just nice, I'm out of my beer, so.
Alright.
Right?
Men have feelings also.
Men have feelings, bye. Come men.
Cheers.
Thank you so much. Okay, so that's it, right? I didn't realize that we would get so heated about this, damn.
What
damn.
Is heat?
But I fucking
we are the heat.
Yeah. I really do love it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. Your worst left you hanging, bro.
Yeah, that's what almost.
No, that was confusing because you look at him, then look at
him. Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
No, I looked at him because he's not looking at me.
Back up.
Okay, all right. Well, so that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. For more content like this, do make sure to subscribe and rate us 5 stars on Spotify. Catch us in the next one.
If you don't know what he's talking, just look for subtitles.
Yes. This is the last episode. Usually I'm a bit drunk. Okay, enjoy.